Let me call this evening's hearing with the Senate Environmental Quality Committee to order. We do not have a quorum, so we will proceed as a subcommittee. We have one matter before us, SB 212 by Senator Jackson. The staff report points out, it seems like every year we have a couple of medical waste bills that we consider, so please proceed.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, members. This is much more than a medical waste bill. This is a comprehensive statewide industry-paid take-back program for home-generated pharmaceutical drugs and medical sharps. This is a bill that's been several years in the making. I'm still pinching myself that we're here with actually a bill, one that I think addresses the concerns of virtually all the stakeholders. And we'll set up a statewide program under which California consumers can safely and conveniently dispose of medical waste and unused medical products, giving solution to a problem that virtually all Californians know too well. My principal co-authors and I recently took amendments to address concerns from state agencies and stakeholders. Specifically, we expanded the definition of covered entity to ensure that CalRecycle has full authority to properly enforce the bill. We also created a new workable framework for sharps by authorizing sharp stewardship plans to operate a mail take-back model utilizing safe containers that are made readily available and provided free of charge to any consumer in need. Additionally, we've taken amendments to ensure designated agencies have proper authority to consult with one another. Amendments were also taken to exclude specialty products or animal medicines that are separately regulated by state and federal law. As I mentioned, this bill is the product of several months of stakeholder process and headbanging and all the other things that you well know in order to bring a bunch of disparate stakeholders together to come to a comprehensive solution to a very important issue. So I want to thank my principal co-authors for their hard work, our stakeholders and our staff, who together have addressed major concerns and gotten to an end product that I believe we can deliver to the people of California that is going to work, that is going to remove these products from our waste stream, from our medicine cabinets, from our streets, and make this an issue of producer responsibility, which I think is a place where we should be looking going forward into the future. And I have with me today Jason Smelzer on behalf of the California Product Stewardship Council and Oliver in the burgundy suit to answer any questions and to present.
And I didn't mean to needle you on the comprehensiveness of this piece of legislation, because
as long as we can put those needles in the waste stream, I don't mind being needled.
Your first witness. But before, I'd like to call the roll to establish a quorum. Please call the roll.
Mikowski.
Here.
Stone. Gaines. Hill.
Here.
Lara. Skinner. Stern.
Here.
All right, we have a quorum. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Jason Schmelzer with Shaw Yoder Anchui here proudly today on behalf of the California Product Stewardship Council. Also want to thank the Senator and her two principal co-authors from the Assembly, Mr. Ting and Mr. Gray, but also the staff of this committee and the ESTM committee in particular. We have been here before. We have had this conversation before. I think the analysis notes several pages worth of past legislation on the subject. It's one of the first things that I looked up when I became a lobbyist many years ago was sharps, right? We've been talking about this a long time and not very productively. The bill before you is the product of 2 years of collaboration and negotiation that I think we can all be pretty proud of. It sets up a statewide drug and sharps take-back program, one that the industry can live with and can work with. It treats the product separately. It has strong program promotion. People are going to know about the program. They're going to use the program. And it's going to have strong public health, occupational safety and health, and environmental benefits. We couldn't make everybody happy. There are some folks that still have some issues with the bill, and I'm going to go ahead and address those right now if I can. Some folks want us to put a funding formula into the bill that basically dictates how the businesses that are going to comply with this will split cost. It is something that would have killed the bill and something that we believe was better left to contract negotiations between the private parties behind closed doors. We thought that was more suitable. There's also folks that don't want to be in the tier definition of covered entity. But frankly, we had to do it that way to make sure that the bill was enforceable and implementable by the state. So we have a strong bill before you. It really is the product of a great deal of compromise and negotiation, and we from CPSC strongly urge your aye vote today.
Next witness. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Senators, good evening. Oliver Rockroy, California Life Sciences Association. We have the privilege of representing both drug and sharp manufacturers. We also have a bit of a unique position. While we are officially opposed unless amended due to some concerns from the industry about elements of the bill, we think that the work product from where we started 2 or 3 months ago compared to where we are today has made significant progress. The alternative are the 9 existing local ordinances, the 6 pending ordinances. This bill is the result of some very productive work on behalf of the author, her staff, the principal co-author staffs, ESTM, this committee, and a number of other stakeholders. It is the best deal we were going to get. It is the deal that the industry is comfortable with, even though there are elements of it that we're still not crazy about. It's better than anything else. So we're here to urge support for the bill.
Thank you. Are there others here this evening in support of SB 212? Please come forward.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Fielding Greaves of the Advanced Medical Technology Association. We're officially opposed, unless amended as well. We have some remaining objections to the bill, but we've worked really, really hard with the senator, the author, staff to manufacture a solution. It's been a hard pill to swallow, but we think we've really moved the needle here, and urge your aye vote today. Thank you.
Ooh.
Hard pill. If there are people, if people that are here, if they have another concern other than the funding formula, or the tier system, if there's something new for the committee to know about, that would be why you're supporting the bill.
Jennifer Snyder on behalf of the California Retailers Association and the National Association of Chain Drug Stores. We just want to say that we have moved to a neutral position on the bill, and we're very thankful that staff and the authors have been working with us. Our concerns really did lie around how implications for retail pharmacies, how that would impact how they provided medications to patients, and making sure that they could still do that. And so we're looking forward to working through the regulatory process with CalRecycle, the authors, to implement this bill. We're excited about it going forward, and we're hoping for the best. So we are now neutral. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kara Martinson on behalf of the California State Association of Counties and also the County of Los Angeles in very strong support.
Good evening. Kira Ross on behalf of the cities of Pasadena, Stockton, and Sacramento, all in support of the bill.
Melissa Immel on behalf of the Solid Waste Association of North America, the Western Placer Waste Management Authority, and the City of Santa Monica in support.
Mr. Chair and members, Erin Evans on behalf of the League of California Cities in strong support.
Mary Pitto on behalf of Rural County Representatives of California in support.
Karen Lang on behalf of the counties of Butte, Shasta, Humboldt, and Mendocino in support.
Chuck Elgood, Republic Services in support.
Justin Mullen for the local environmental health directors and Heal the Bay, the environmental advocacy group.
Teresa Berkovich on behalf of the Clean Seas Lobbying Coalition, the Alameda County Waste Management Authority, and Natural Resources Defense Council in support.
Getting late.
Kat DeBerg with the Health Officers Association of California in support.
Nick Lapis with California's Against Waste in support.
Mr. Chair, Justin Oldfield with the California Cattlemen's Association. I want to thank the author for working on the components of the bill related to animal medicine. We are in support. Thank you.
Jason Bryant, Western United Dairymen, we're also in support. Thank you.
Mr. Chair and members, Terry Thomas, on behalf of the Consumer Healthcare Products Association, the manufacturers of over-the-counter drug products. Our official position is also opposed unless amended, but we agree with the comments about the collaborative effort and the need to move forward on this. So we would urge your support.
Thank you very much. Is there opposition to SB 212? Please come forward.
Doesn't matter to me. You want to go? You're going. Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members. Brett Michelin with the Association for Accessible Medicines. We represent the generic and biosimilar manufacturers. Generics make up 90% of all pharmaceuticals that are prescribed. We are officially opposed unless amended, but given the timing of the year, we are requesting a no vote. We requested really two amendments, one of them being that we believe the cost should be spread amongst the supply chain. According to Dr. Niraj Sood from, he's the Vice Dean of Research at USC, generics earn about one-third of the revenue in the supply chain. Other entities take two-thirds. This bill would require us to cover the costs of these take-back programs for entities such as Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, very large retailers that are significantly larger than most generic manufacturers. The second aspect that we would request is that costs be based on revenue derived within the state. Generics, again, 90% of what's prescribed. We earn 23% of the revenue. On the flip side, brand companies are only 10% of what's prescribed, yet take 77% of the revenue. This bill puts primary costs on generics based on the one existing program out there that we believe is going to be the only existing program. We believe that this bill is so broad and will increase costs on generics primarily, and that's the whole point of the generic industry, is to reduce costs. For those reasons, we're opposed. Thank you.
Chair members, Kelly Beam here this evening on behalf of the Healthcare Distribution Alliance, the National Trade Association representing primary pharmaceutical wholesale distributors, in opposition to Senate Bill 212, unless amended, similar to others that were in the support line. Mm-hmm. HDA appreciates the work of the authors and sponsors to address outstanding issues. However, we still have concerns based on the ambiguous definitions in the current bill, and also the reliance on the regulatory process to clarify them. Specifically, the term covered entity provides a vague definition which places the responsibility of the stewardship program on the manufacturer in addition to requiring several other entities in the supply chain to potentially be liable for the program. We appreciate the addition of language to require a regulatory process to establish parameters on the definition, but we believe there needs to be specific language on how the department will enforce this tiered definition. HDA and their member companies stand ready to work collaboratively with CalRecycle and the other stakeholders during the regulatory process to ensure the program is effective and viable for the consumers. Thank you.
Others opposed to SB 212? All right, we'll close the public hearing, bring it back to the dais. Questions of the author? Senator Gaines.
Yes, thank you for bringing this bill forward. And I just had questions in terms of some of my rural counties. MODOC has more cattle than people. I've got about 8,900 people in MODOC County. Alpine, I've got 1,110 people there. So when I take a look at a minimum of five of these collection sites per county, that's problematic. So is there?
I'm not sure why it's problematic. With 1,100 people, that's one bin for every 2,200 people. I don't understand why it's problematic.
Well, it says a minimum of one site for 50,000 residents.
With a minimum of five bins per county. So you'll
220. There's only 1,000.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was even thinking 11,000. So it's every county has to have at least five bins. And
I don't know where they put them. I mean,
well, I think you might have five.
I'm all in Markleyville. I mean, that's.
Well, I would think you'd rather have more than less, so that if people, you don't want people having to travel 100 miles to dispose of their medications. And that was part of it, is we wanted to make sure that rural counties, interestingly enough, that's why I'm not quite understanding this, we wanted to make sure that it isn't just one for every 50,000 people. You have, make sure that the, that each of the counties has, takes into account the size of the county as compared to just the number of people, so that there are, you know, access that people can actually use these things, and that's why we, you know, put that number. They have to be geographically dispersed per the CalRecycle's regulations.
Okay, I was assuming it would be 50,000 residents per collection site, but
no,
you're saying that you want a minimum of five, and that's all, that's right, for the rural counties too, where you're driving farther distances. Okay.
That, yeah, I mean, I wanted to accommodate the rural counties. That's why I didn't say it was problematic. I wasn't quite understanding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is an extended producer responsibility. So these will be the manufacturers that will be putting in these collections. They're going to design that. So it appears as though little Alpine County is getting more bang for their buck, you know, compared to LA. They're going to be oversupplied with this convenience that provided by the state of California and SB 212. Others? Good question. There's a motion by Senator Lara. You may close.
Yes, thank you. This was has been a long, hard process. The regulatory process, the concerns that are expressed here will all be fought out. You know, the industries usually complain that we overregulate them. In this case, what we basically did is we said, this is what we want you to accomplish. You figure out how to get there. And I will tell you that at the cost of about one-tenth of 1 cent for every, I think it's $10 worth of product, this is really not going to break any bank of any pharmaceutical industry. One-tenth of a penny for every $10. I think that's, what is that, 1/100th of a cent. But we know we need to do this. These sharps are dangerous. We know people are confusing medications, leading to more trips, particularly seniors, to our emergency rooms. Young people are pulling medications out of their parents' medicine cabinets, popping them in fish bowls, and having pharma parties. And this is real, that we've just got to, and I know that our the pharmacist from, not Tehama, from Temecula, knows this as well as anybody. These things, unless we can pull them back, get them out of the water stream, get them, you know, out of the general community, can be dangerous. And so this is a bill that everybody has come together, and frankly, there's a little push because a number of counties, including Los Angeles, if we can't have a uniform system, we're going to have 58 different county systems and several hundred community systems. So now is the time, this bill, and I look forward to, you know, everyone coming together and making the most productive use of this moment. And I know we have to get back to the floor, so with that, I'll ask for your aye vote.
Please call the roll.
SB 212 by Senator Jackson. The motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Wieckowski.
Aye.
Wieckowski, aye. Stone.
Aye.
Stone, aye. Gaines.
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Hill.
Aye.
Hill, aye. Lara.
Aye.
Lara, aye. Skinner. Stern.
Aye.
Stern, aye.
Okay. The count is
6-0.
Let's have no, let me see. Yeah. We'll close the roll. The final, oh, County Center is coming. Okay. We'll keep the roll open. I will open the roll and call the absent members.
Skinner.
Aye.
Skinner, aye.
Okay, close the rolls. The count is 7-0. The matter is approved. It's and transmitted to the floor of the Senate. We adjourn.